take you first into our first tune by Tribal Seeds. It's called The Garden. They were kind enough to let me into their show here in Denver, or last week in Denver. Check them out.
To work, fatty ganja smoking, fatty ganja, fatty ganja smoking, fatty ganja. Babylon, you break the very laws that you made to find out your garden is a mistake. My man is the roots and not the branches. See through your life, little son of a. Bless I with the abundant herb for meditation. Grow it and spread it to the whole nation. No father, you spread negative vibration. All wrapped up in depression. But in my herbal garden is a sweet medicine for me. In my herbal garden is what inspired this melody. So bird, put your two lungs to work.
Tribal Seeds with The Garden.
I like that.
Yeah, not too bad, huh?
Yeah, it was nice.
It sets the tone.
Yeah, definitely.
I like the horns, you know, gets you ready for the weekend, just partying and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was just a beautiful hit of some oil that I was just handed by Mr. Damon Alexander, who's just joining us, hanging out in the studio today. And
yeah.
We're medicating.
Yeah. I'm Ganja John, if you're listening on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. My apologies.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Ganja John is joining us.
Yeah, this is Ganja John. We're down in the Normal Store Live Studios, Rolla J Studios,
coming to you live.
This is the first time you've recorded your show with actual mics.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, huh?
Is it?
it's fun. And
yeah.
It's exciting, and there's a camera in front of me now, and people in the chat room, which I'm also not used to.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You're going to get live feedback.
Ah, but that's cool. Hey, if you're not joining us or not following us on Twitter, you should be. Follow us at Irie Island Music, and you can get all the updates. I finally got my password figured out to where I can continue to log on now.
There you go.
So that's a plus. That means there will be posts on there. Obviously, we just got back from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, it was very interesting, definitely.
Oh, goodness. You know, I obviously owe you a huge debt of gratitude to getting me on that trip, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm glad you got to come.
Oh, God. Enjoyed the hell out of myself. Joe from Tribal Seeds actually had tweeted out on Friday night while we were there and said that the first person to tweet him back would get tickets free to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And me, always having my phone at my side, decided that I was going to
tweet
him back. And obviously I was the first, and I got tickets, and he caught me in. And that was awesome, because not only was Tribal Seeds playing there at Cervantes Ballroom,
mm-hmm.
they also had The Green from Hawaii.
Right, right.
Which is another one of my favorite bands. Was playing in the same venue in a separate room.
Uh-huh.
So I got comped into both shows.
That's awesome.
So Joe from Tribal Seeds, you are the man, and I appreciate it. Sincere mahalo. And if you guys haven't checked out Tribal Seeds before, make sure you check them out. They make their rounds. They're basically just a touring band. They're from Southern California, San Diego area. But, they live the... There's so much hair in that band. If you go see them, you had the 80s hair bands, and this is like the 2000s hair bands.
Yeah.
This is just reggae. It's nothing but dreadlocks.
Yeah. I want to give people a little audio preview, listen out on the podcast, what we did a lot of in Denver. Oh, wait, if I can get it to work. Hold on.
Is it a blowtorch?
I don't know how to
Child
do it.
Safety, bro.
Child safety. Yeah, children probably shouldn't be playing with these blowtorches.
Yeah, probably not. We did a lot of oil hits.
A lot of oil hits. Well, Weed Maps was providing them in the medication room.
Yeah, we got to give a big thank you to Gil from Weed Maps.
Yeah, I mean,
he seriously, seriously hooked this up.
And then, they were giving out dabs at, maybe it's not legal to say, but there was a party we attended.
Oh, yeah, it was all patients. It was all patients.
Lots and lots of dabs.
Yeah, it was totally legal. We were doing dabs at a couple parties, actually. I did dabs in a limo with Gil, believe it or not.
Wow, that would have been a wonderful experience. I'm going to have to get in on that sometime.
Yeah, this is definitely hard to do while you're doing a radio show, but I'm totally cool
with it. But you can pull it off because you're a professional. Yeah. But, Denver, like we were saying, was just an awesome, awesome time. Didn't get to see too much of the city. I walked around a little bit. I walked to that Tribal Seeds in the Green show. It was like 25 blocks. But it was all right. I was able to be high enough to make it to the show and still be high. So that's enjoyable. But I did manage to make it to Taco Bell, because that was only around the corner from the hotel we were staying at.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So
that was
I think they were, like I was saying on your show, I think they were pretty surprised that suddenly this guy in a jacket with a golden marijuana pen on his lapel was suddenly coming in to Taco Bell every day for 4 days.
How many times did you go?
Honestly, it was more than once a day, a couple of times. So I'm gonna say six, probably pretty easily.
Sorry about that, guys. We're doing this live, so we're not gonna be able to edit my coughs out.
Get over it. It's all good.
Get over it, guys. We're having fun.
We're doing it live.
But that wasn't really the only reggae you saw on Thursday night, the first night of the conference.
Oh goodness, how could we forget Ziggy? How could we forget Ziggy Marley?
Yeah,
Ziggy Marley did a live acoustic performance at a. It was a fundraiser put on by High Times and Normal. It was a not-so-silent auction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was an amazing time, because if you were to just close your eyes, it could be Bob Marley.
It was Bob.
It was Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. And not to belittle what Ziggy's doing, he had a band with him that was absolutely fantastic.
And it was just two guys.
Two dudes and Ziggy.
One acoustic guitar and one on the bongo drum deal.
The way that they were playing guitar, it sounded like five.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like very slacky guitar style. It was almost like Hawaiian, and I kind of wanted to ask the guitarist if he had ever spent time there. But
yeah,
yeah, it was an amazing time. There was some restrictions on video recording, so
yeah,
we're not able to bring you that audio.
No, yeah, we only were able to actually stream 3 songs on the normal network.
Yeah, so that's a bummer, but it's definitely seared into my brain, and something I will never forget.
Yeah,
but one of these times we'll be able to play a Ziggy Marley show on the Ivy Island Hour. I am determined.
Yeah, I think so. And we're gonna work on getting the rights to some of these new songs. One of those songs being Hempfields Forever, I think, was the name of the tune.
Yeah, that's an amazing tune.
One of the most beautiful songs about hemp and marijuana that I've ever heard in my life. I mean, really. And I listen to marijuana music all day long, so it holds a little veracity to that statement. But
for real, yeah. And I mean. It is. It's definitely. It's a hopeful song.
Oh yeah, and very positive. So, we're going to be playing that on the Ivy Island Hour. I think someday, if we don't get to play the whole tune, we'll do a little clip of it at least.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna have to do a little taste.
Yeah,
a little something. Yeah.
I think we might have been one of the first acoustic concerts to ever hear that song. So it's not out yet. It's not anywhere on the internet.
Yeah,
you'll
right.
never find it. It hasn't been released yet.
Under lock and key.
Lock and key. We don't even have it.
Tough Gong is a pretty tough cookie to crack.
Yeah, seriously. That was also the a premiere of the Marijuana Man comic, which came out on 420.
Yeah.
Came out the day before, actually. But it was, I think, it might have been Ziggy's first signing or second signing for that book.
And you actually got to meet Ziggy now, right?
I did.
And you got it signed?
Yes, I did. And that was very cool.
Tell our listeners about your experience with Ziggy Marley.
Yeah, you'd think that working for Normal, I'd get some sort of special privilege, but Ziggy Marley wasn't working for Normal. He was working for Tough Gong that night. And he was kind of under lock and key for the whole day. There was a big line of people to get his signature for the Marijuana Man comic book. I didn't really get in the line. I just kind of waited till it was over and got in at the end. And it was pretty cool. Before I got to meet him, someone had told him who I was. It was pretty cool. When I was kneeling down to talk to him, did the ganja-ja.
Ganja-ja.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, it's pretty crazy to hear one of your idols say your name. And,
well, your reputation precedes
yourself.
You, sir.
I suppose so. I don't mean it to, but I suppose so.
Well, you know, that's a good place to be. If Ziggy Marley was like, Cleco the intern.
I'd
be pretty stoked about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It was pretty cool. It was awesome. And the Marijuana Man book is awesome. I suggest you guys go to your local comic book store and pick it up.
I'm gonna have to give myself a copy.
Yeah, I'll let you read mine.
You know, there
definitely.
Was even they gave out at the Normal conference. They gave out these bags that had Ziggy Marley and Marijuana Man or something on.
Yeah, the Marijuana Man tote bags. So we got a few of those. Those are limited edition.
I know. I didn't even get one.
I'll hook you up. I got a couple.
We're gonna have to round one up.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just make it out to the Ivy Island Hour. I don't need it. The show needs it.
Yeah, the show needs it.
Come
seriously.
On, for the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, also, when I was on one of my many trips to Taco Bell, take your pick, I met a man named Dave, who was a dreadlocked guitar man, who was just playing on the sidewalk, you know, had his little receptacle out there for people to hand him money and give him some donations. I gave him probably the equivalent of $15 one time because I stayed there for about a half hour because when I walked up, he was playing Freebird, and it was a great job of it. And then I hung around, and I was like, all right, what else you know? And he started playing some Bob Dylan like a Rolling Stone. I was like, all right, this guy's got – he's worth his salt, right? He played like 7 minutes worth of a tune on the Bob Dylan and like 5 minutes worth of Freebird. So I was like, all right, I got $5 if you know a Bob Marley tune. Of course he knows a Bob Marley tune. He's got dreadlocks. So he started playing a Redemption song, and then he played, oh good lord, why is it escaping me? Three Little Birds right now. He played Three Little Birds. And so I gave him $15. I gave him the rest of my money. I spent, I had a $20 bill. I went to Taco Bell. I spent $5 at Taco Bell and gave him $15.
You got a show. Seriously, you got a show out of him.
Yeah, no, for real. I got like an acoustic set. I got like five songs.
Yeah,
that guy was awesome.
By request.
Yeah, seriously, by request. Also,
yeah,
Damon, what's up? You've been loading the bong, and I appreciate that. You
And say something? I don't. This is terrible radio. Do you guys hear me?
Don't worry about it, man. I'm just glad you're here. You've been sick the last couple days.
That's why I'm coughing.
You
so
almost
much
didn't make it to normal show live today.
Yeah.
So I'm completely grateful.
I rolled in like 15 minutes before the show and decided after a couple oil hits that I was Superman and I needed to come do it. So,
you know, oil hits do make you feel like Superman.
They do. I feel like Superman with a coughing problem right now. No more no more hits until we play music.
Yeah, Superman can get out into outer space with a coughing problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, let's play some more music. I mean, this is what the show's all about anyways. It is the Irie Island Hour, and we like to play you our favorite island and reggae tunes. I think we're going to play you Slightly Stupid's 2 AM, another one of my favorite bands from California. They were originally signed by Brad Noel from Sublime back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But they're big normal supporters, and they were more than supportive of us playing all of their music.
Yeah, they were very generous.
I gave them a list of things that I possibly wanted to play, and then they gave me a list of some more to play.
Yeah, can we play these? Okay, you can play those, but you got to play these ones too.
So we're going to go ahead and play one of those, and this one is going to be 2 AM by Slightly Stupid, so I hope you enjoy it, and we'll talk to you on the other side. And that was Slightly Stupid with 2 a.m. talking about a policeman coming and knocking at your door when you ain't doing nothing but smoking a bowl. And that's exactly what I'm trying to prevent. That's what we're all trying to prevent, working here at Normal.
They talked me into smoking a bowl.
It's okay. I hit the bong myself, and now I'm struggling, but we're going to make it through.
We're going to do it.
Absolutely. So, like I was saying, Slightly Stupid is one of my favorite bands, and I actually got hooked up with some Slightly Stupid tickets. through Normal last year.
I remember that.
Through a Facebook competition.
Yeah.
Are you noticing a trend?
Yes.
I like to win a lot of social media. Social networking. What do you call those? Sorry.
I don't know.
I can't.
Prizes?
Yeah, thank you. Contest is what I was thinking of. But anyways, I won a lot of social media contests. So I won them through Normal, but they told me about 1 o'clock on the day of the show, and the show started at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it was in Jacksonville, Oregon.
That's even farther south than I am at Grow.
Yeah.
Which is like crazy south.
It's like 6 hours away. We jammed down there as quickly as we could, and we got there after Will Call closed. So then we didn't have tickets to the show. Sight was stupid's playing. We're freaking running, sprinting up these steps to this amphitheater to try to get up there. Didn't make it in. Had to watch it from outside the fence. But
you know. I remember reading that on your Twitter when that happened, and it was well before you worked at Normal.
Yeah, right.
And I thought, you should give that guy a job.
I appreciate that.
He kind of got screwed.
I did kind of get screwed. Well, you know what? I've made up for it.
Yeah.
And it will more than make up for it the day I'm backstage at a Slightly Stupid concert.
Oh, that'll happen.
Because I know it's going to
happen. Almost guarantee it. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I got to get them to record a promo.
We've got to get them to actually play in Portland. They never play in Portland.
Well, yeah, they haven't in a while.
Yeah. It seems like they're always in Bend or...
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Eugene, they play a lot in Eugene.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you want to just re-record this for the podcast?
I'm honestly not even worried about it.
Okay, cool.
This is still
cool.
Just good or not.
Cool.
It's better quality than what I usually
have. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, since it is a reggae show, we're going to go back into another song because we just missed the 420 break. And for our friends somewhere in Russia, is as you always say.
Kazakhstan.
Yep. It's got to be 420 somewhere.
Yes, it's always 420 somewhere.
So I'm going to let you choose one of those songs that I had queued up.
I think that we should go with The Green. Like, I'd really like to hear
the Rootsy Roots? Or
yeah, the Rootsy Roots.
All right, this is The Green with Rootsy Roots. I got to see these guys also the same night I got to go see Tribal Seeds when Joe hooked me up with those tickets. And if you haven't checked out The Green before, they're from Hawaii. They're one of the biggest reggae bands in Hawaii. Like, it's just crazy because the reggae scene's completely different in Hawaii than it is anywhere here in the main, you know, the mainland.
Uh-huh.
It just simply, there isn't much of a scene here compared
there to really isn't.
So, I mean, they had the number one reggae album on iTunes last year, so they're starting to pick it up pretty big. But when I went to that show in Colorado, amazingly, there was a lot of space. So I was able to get right along the stage, was able to talk to Zion, the guitarist,
mm-hmm.
who's a real chill, down-to-earth guy, and, you know, asked him for permission to be able to use their music in the show.
Uh-huh.
And he was more than okay with it, because he actually remembered me, because I saw him when they played in Portland last time,
uh-huh.
and I gave him your card, and he remembered me giving him a Ganja John card.
That's funny.
He's like, you look familiar, and so...
Yeah.
That's awesome. So obviously, that means we can bring you this song called Rootsy Roots by The Green. I hope you dig it. And if you do, continue to check them out on iTunes or YouTube, you know, figure it out. We'll see you. Got the roots on the radio.
pleasure to meet ya. The green and black, throw it up so we see ya. Y'all feel the sound that's coming straight through the waves. Well, the music from the earth keeps us sane. I'm feeling that herb when the sun hits my face. You create your mind, so make your mental space. Much respect to all the people thinking green. Not just the color, but the message in between. Now is a mental weapon that you'll use frequently. Stop evil people and end their beliefs. Green turns to black, green smoke to black. Green turns to black, yeah, that's what we stand for. Green turns to black, green smoke to black. Green turns to black, yeah, that's what we stand for. He fights physically when all the people really need is some peace. In all these moments where we turn to our weed, it never falls, no death, no disease. Don't try and make it seem like we're some foolish youth, throwing away our lives as we're searching for the truth. Don't need authority rules while we go unheard. Still there ain't no crime using herbs. Much respect to all the people thinking green. Not just the color, but the message in between. This is a mental weapon that you use frequently. Stop evil people and end their beliefs. Green turns to black, green smoke to black. Green turns to black, yeah, that's what we stand for. Green turns to black, green smoke to black. Green burns to black, yeah, that's what we stand for. Green turns to black, green smoke to black. Green turns to black, yeah, that's what we stand for. Green turns to black, green smoke to black. Green turns to black, yeah, that's what we stand for. Black, green smoke to black, green burn to black, yeah, that's what we stand for. Green turn to black, green smoke to black, green burn to black, yeah, that's what we stand for. Green turn to black, green smoke to black, green turn to black, yeah, that's what we stand for. Green turn to black, green smoke to black, green burn to black, ooh yeah.
That was Revolution with Green to Black, another one of those bands that I've gotten to see live that I love. We're going to go into a little segment here called Toker Etiquette. If you've been tuning in, we do this weekly. It's meant to be a forum for everybody to give us their tips and suggestions of things that maybe your little pet peeves when you're smoking with people within circles, you know. You want to make sure everybody's calm and cool and collected when they're smoking. So we just want to get all the everything out in the air. So this is a segment that I actually taped yesterday with my friend that we call the Laidback Lumberjack on the show. And if you're not following him on Twitter, you also should be. I'll give him plenty of plugs throughout this segment. So.
He's a very hilarious dude. Absolutely hilarious.
Funny guy. Yeah. So we're going to play that segment right now, and then we'll catch you on the other side, and then we'll play another song. So 1 second as we get this set up, and this is Toker Etiquette. So we'll see you in a sec. For another edition of Toker Etiquette. I'm sitting here next to my good friend, the Laidback Lumberjack, who has been kind enough to grace us with his lumberjacky presence again.
Thank you very much for that intro.
Oh yeah, no problem, man. You're looking, like I said, very lumberjacky again today.
Didn't really plan it this way. I got half down 205 and said, shit, Cleco's going to make fun of me today on the show.
I would never do such a thing. You know me. Anyways, we're back for another edition of Toker Etiquette. If you haven't been following the Laid Back Lumberjack on Twitter, though, he's been pretty active the last couple weeks. So be sure to check him out at Laid Back Lumberjay, just the letter J, not the word J. He tried to put Lumberjack, but it didn't quite fit. So it's at Laid Back Lumberjay. But how many followers you got now, man? I hear you're over 30 at least.
Oh, I got 36.
Oh, dude, you're climbing.
Let me tell you, I'm almost famous, actually.
Almost famous. It's a great movie. But, you know, we're going to try to get him some more followers. So be sure to follow the Laid Back Lumberjack at Laid Back Lumberjay on Twitter. He's got 36. Let's see if we can get him 40 by next week. I think we can get him 40. Come on. We should be able to get him 50. So be sure to be following him. And, of course, I hope you're following Irie Island Music. That's at Irie Island Music. And then, of course, if you have your own suggestions for... you know, things you'd like to hear on Toker Etiquette, be sure to hashtag Toker Etiquette, and that is Etiquette, E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E. So, on this week's edition, we're going to be talking about passing the joint if you're going to be storytelling or hitting it before you storytell. Because basically, you know, the joint's going around the circle, and, you know, you're having a good time, and somebody's got a really great story from the other night, and it's their turn to hit the joint, and they're sitting there camping on it, and everybody else just wants to get high. So I know you've had to have run into that at least one time, right?
Well, yeah, you know, pot makes people who talk a lot talk even more most of the time. You know, so you get going into your story, and you're puffing on the J. You take one drag, and then you tell your story for about 3-4 minutes. Well, that joint is burning, folks. And we don't like wasting weed here on the Irie Island Show.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, save if you really have a really great long story that you just can't possibly take a pause for, just... hit the joint real quick and just wait, or pass along the joint so somebody else can hit it. You
wait
know,
tell everybody's fully medicated and happy, and then tell the story.
Yeah, then it's time for the campfire. But you know, anyways, we also had some suggestions before I went to Denver. Somebody had hashtagged we can't remember because the hashtag's no longer there on Twitter, because I think they only track them for like 7 days, and we didn't have a show last week, so it wasn't hashtagged. But somebody suggested not pinching the end of joints and or blunts.
Yeah, just I guess holding it on the side of the paper, you know, like not. Just putting your hand, you know, and then you can drag actually off your finger. You don't even need to touch it to your mouth, for that matter. And so you don't, everybody gets a good pull every time, you know?
Yeah, you know, I came from a household that always had a lot of alligator clips, a lot of roach clips. So a lot of people can also put those in the wrong spots. If you give it to somebody who hasn't ever put a roach clip on, sometimes they just put it right in the middle, and it just completely constricts the flow of the joint, and then that completely defeats the purpose of what you're trying to do.
Yeah, you just need to corner that thing and puff and enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, usually, you know, if you don't have a completely packed cigarette joint, there's at least a little bit of paper that you can get off the edge of it that you can get the alligator clip on. So just make sure you're not pinching it off, folks. We're trying to hit this thing, not get it constricted and then get it all resonated to where it completely closes up.
And the last hashtag, Toker Etiquette, was, and again, we don't know who it was, so if it was you, send us a tweet and we can give you some credit for it on air next week, but not clearing your bong rips.
Yeah, you know, that stale smoke that people leave in the bongs, it's kind of like, you know, a lot of people have pet peeves about when you're sharing soda and somebody leaves it along the rim right there. It's kind of the same deal. We don't want your smoke, your stale smoke from your hit. I mean, just clear it. I mean, if it's too big for your lungs, breathe in, breathe out, and then go back at it for some more.
Yeah, you can you can white wall the bong, and then take a breath, and then go back and do the whole thing instead of using that first amount of lung power to get the hit up there. So, and, you know, I don't think it's a kind of a bitch move to do that. You know.
No, definitely not. I would not make fun of you. I mean, as long as you're getting it cleared and I'm not hitting your stale smoke, I'm comfortable with it. So, I mean, that's pretty much going to do it for this week's edition of Toker Etiquette. We've just about ran out of time, but Lumberjack, you got anything else you want to say or any shout-outs?
Shout-out to Spokane and all the dispensaries getting raided right now. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, right. We're bringing everybody breaking news on Normal Show Live today, Thursday, as we're recording this segment with the Laid Back Lumberjack. Russ was breaking news on the Spokane raid. So if you haven't checked that out, make sure you check out the Stash blog, stash.normal.org, or be sure to tune in to Normal Show Live every day to get the up-to-date info on the Spokane raids. But you know what? thanks again for tuning in for another edition of Toker Etiquette. Be sure to hashtag your own tips and suggestions, hashtag Toker Etiquette. And be sure to follow the Laidback Lumberjack at Laidback Lumberjay. And of course, our Irie Island Music account at Irie Island Music. Until next week's edition of Toker Etiquette, I am Coleco and the Laidback Lumberjack. We'll see you later.
Aloha.
Alrighty, and that was our edition of Toker Etiquette this week. Thank you for tuning in. And you guys need to make sure, get on Twitter if you aren't already. I mean, it's really easy. You don't have to really tweet. You just can follow people, and then eventually you get a feel for it, and you can start tweeting on your own. And then if you do, and you have your own tips and suggestions, remember, hashtag Toker Etiquette. And then also, we have an email account, which I haven't even been plugging. It's irieislandmusic@hotmail.com. Yeah, old school, Hotmail.
Hotmail.
I was informed that I was a little behind the times with Hotmail.
Welcome to 1994, Coleco.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. It's
Welcome
a great place.
To
you know, also, we're about to play another song that John actually played on Normal Show Live a couple of days ago.
Not this version, though.
Oh, it wasn't this version.
It was a different version.
Oh, my bad. Well, actually, NorCal Perp suggested this song a couple weeks ago, actually. It's this group called Da Soul Sound, DSS, Da Soul Sound. And it's their version of Ganja Farmer. And when you hear this, just keep in mind it's only three dudes, acoustic and a cappella, just singing right for you. So let's hear it, DSS with Ganja Farmer.
I'm a ganja dancer, for me a ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth where they put the ganja, Babylon come and light it up on a fire me chant. Yes, I'm a ganja planter, for me a ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth where they put the ganja, Babylon come and light it up on a fire. Big stick in helicopter float through the air. What them call it, they call it weed eater. Them never did them when we was taught in water. But when we did a kind of fertilizer. Yeah, out to the skies and we spit in fire. And I'm a little human with a hot temper. Me dig on me stinking rocket launcher. And it nasty pen in the helicopter. Me a jogger, yeah. Yes, I'm a ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth where they put the ganja, Babylon come and light it up on a fire me chant. Yes, I'm a ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth where they put the ganja, Babylon come and light it up on a fire.
I don't ganja, 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 ganja. Even I want to call it, I call it Shinsaminia. Even I want to call it marijuana. Even I want to call it, I call it a Hindi. Cause me like my ganja with the isa, paper. Lord, listen, we love me ganja, say.
Yes, I'm a ganja planter. What?
Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth where they put the ganja, Babylon come and light it up on a fire me chant. Yes, I'm a ganja planter. Call me the ganja farmer. Deep down in the earth where they put the ganja, Babylon come and light it up on a fire me chant.
Damn, those boys can sing. That was Da Soul Sound with their version of Ganja Farmer. Yeah, really, seriously. I mean, that's real talent, you know, just being able to sit there with the guitar and sing.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And
I really can't.
You know, that's what I love about reggae. Well, good reggae. I mean, good reggae is reggae you can go see live and, you know, everybody's playing an instrument and they're playing it well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
As opposed to maybe a hip-hop show where you go and everybody's playing, you know, they're just have a DJ spinning records.
I've been to a lot of hip-hop shows where they just press play.
Yeah, no, right, yeah. And it's just a tape playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
Definitely not a tape. Welcome to 1983 again.
Okay, a CD or is it an MP3?
It was probably a CD. It might have been you know what the funniest thing I think is going to a lot
phone.
Of shows? Yeah, from their phone, exactly. The funny thing going to a lot of shows is seeing all these guys who are all thugged out, and then they open up this computer, and you see a big Apple light up on the back. They're playing all their music from their Apple. I don't get it.
But you know, Cypress Hill was awesome.
Cypress Hill was awesome.
We got to see them last week in Denver.
Good segue.
Yeah, hey. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. But you know, like seriously, even the first band that opened up, I think they were, what did they call themselves?
I do not remember. They were a local
it
Denver
was like
band.
Wu-Tang,
someone
but it's
will
like
tell
Wu-Tang
us.
Or something.
I think Fu-Tang, that's what it
Fu-Tang.
Was.
Fu-Tang.
Yeah.
There was three dudes on keyboards.
That
all,
was crazy.
All playing different synthesized and keyboards.
And they were
sound.
Rocking out, too. They weren't just playing them. They
not
were...
to mention one dude's like sitting at his keyboard like this, just...
Yeah,
got
smoking.
A blunt in his hand the whole time.
Yeah.
Just totally jamming out.
With one hand. It's absolutely amazing.
Man, you know, and that was... And they had a live drummer.
Live drummer, too, yeah.
So, I mean, that was a little more live music.
Yeah, I tend to go to the hip-hop shows that have, you know, live bands, or try to.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But then, like, to me, I feel like you have to go to, like, a Lauryn Hill show or something. Like
sometimes.
Most Def.
Sometimes.
Like, pretty top-notch hip-hop to get, like, live music.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, you really do, or just go see The Roots.
Speaking of The Roots, this is a freaking reggae show, so let's talk about reggae. Screw hip-hop. Screw hip-hop. No, I don't... It's all good.
It's all good.
Seriously, there is one thing I wanted to touch on a little bit, and that was from the Normal Conference. You know, the one thing I took away from it was just how many motivated people there are, plus how many motivated young people there are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it really made me feel as if I have to step my game up.
Yeah, you really do when you're at places like that, kind of, it seems like. So you see these people that you look up to, and you go, wow, they're doing a lot.
Yeah, and they're 20-something.
Yeah, that's...
Like
that's
how,
one thing.
How old's Mason Tvert?
28.
Like 28.
Yeah, he's 3 years older than me.
Sabrina of the
25.
Women's Alliance is
we
25.
All could have gone to high school together.
What is it, Stasia, or... from SSDP. She's,
oh, yeah,
she's
yeah.
like 20-something, and she's
yeah.
like...
Well,
one
even
big,
Aaron,
big,
you know, from SSDP.
Yeah, Aaron Houston.
Yeah, young guy.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, that's what we need to do as our generation. We really need to take control of things. Like, if you continue to wait around for the politicians that are being elected now, they're going to be the ones who are going along with the system, and nothing's ever going to get done. I mean...
The Strom Thurmonds of the world.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to rejoice in someone's passing, but thank goodness he's not around.
Jerry anymore. Falwell's dead. Everybody limbo.
but seriously, you know, and I've been trying to talk my buddy this week into running for Congress, like for, you know, U.S. Congress here against David Wu in the 1st District here in Oregon, because he's a Democrat who's already vulnerable, and there's another guy who Brad Avakian who's going to be running against him, and he's basically just another centrist Democrat. And, you know, if we were to get my buddy to run, he'd be the only person running on the ballot that's calling for marijuana legalization and for the legalization of hemp growing at the federal level. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So automatically you garner votes from people who don't have any other option. They're looking for that option.
Yeah.
It's kind of a build it and they will come attitude. So people, if you're the type of person who's willing to get involved and run for elected office, do it. Don't wait for anybody else to do it, because you're the only one that can get it done. And then other than that, we live in the age of social media. Like, you saw Russ was able to break the story about Spokane this week, like, live on this show.
Yeah, and it got covered by Seattle Weekly blog. And,
yeah, and Randy from the chat room was the one who tipped us off to the link on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
We like to say the Normal Network is crowdsourced.
It is crowdsourced, definitely.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the same way elections can be won and run. Crowdsourcing, you know, getting people of like-mindedness, you know, just together so that, you know,
yeah, just get some young, like-minded folks together, and you're stronger than an army.
My grandma always likes to say, vote all them old fogies out of office.
There you go.
Yeah. She herself is kind of an old fogey, but
yeah.
at least she knows that they shouldn't be... voting on bills that they probably won't be around to see enacted.
At least she realizes the senility's coming.
the inevitableness
the
of
inevitable
getting old.
Senility.
That's all right. That's all
yeah.
right. So, you know, at this time, we basically are going to take another break. We're going to play a song for you. This is going to be another Slightly Stupid tune. It's called This Joint. This is one of the first songs I ever heard by Slightly Stupid, and reminds me of my days freshman year at Western, hotboxing my truck, which is... something I need to do soon. Because
yes.
Something about hotboxing a very small, confined space for a few minutes is just very, Very enjoyable.
Yeah, and I got to do that with about 30 other people. You can check it out on YouTube. Look up Token Daily Leaf Blower.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes, 3/4 ounces. Coleco, unfortunately, was not there.
I wasn't, but that's okay.
Yeah, you should check it out.
I was working at these reggae shows trying to get this thing together. So
yeah, and you did a great job.
So Damon's over here hacking up a lung, but that's all right because he rolled this joint for us, which has a lot of hash oil spread on this Bob Marley paper. It's a pretty large-sized joint. And we're going to attempt to smoke it in the time that it takes to play a couple songs for you. So right now, to help us ease into this, we're going to play this joint by Slightly Stupid. Was Tribal Seeds again, this time with Vampire.
That break was crazy.
Yeah. And speaking of crazy, Damon was just bringing up the fact that we haven't even finished this joint, and the song This Joint is long from over. It played a little bit ago, and I'm still having to puff on it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to attempt to do this while talking.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that this is Coleco's stonedest show ever.
Yeah, maybe.
How many episodes in are you?
Not very many.
Not very many.
So this is definitely setting the bar.
I think he actually might have as many episodes as the Ganja John Show. Ganja John Show is only at 5, so... yeah.
So, you know, I just want to get some shout-outs out of the way real quick.
Oh, yeah, go
because
ahead.
We're almost out of time here.
Uh-huh.
First off, Cannibalists. We were playing.
Yeah.
We were smoking some of their weed at the beginning, the OG Kush, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we were smoking?
OG Kush, the Triple Berry, Rose City Remedies really hooked us up, man. Really
Thank you very much.
They have a classy atmosphere.
Check out Cannibalists if you're
Cannibalists
in Portland.
Is awesome. I also want to give a shout out to all the people that I met along the way in Denver. Dread, Paul Token, Asher, Adam Hand, Rio, Ty, Rag, let's see, Stone Kidney, obviously, Adam, Becky.
Bongwater Becky.
Bongwater Becky. Yellowwana Cake and L.A. Angel, sorry. All of you guys, amazing, amazing people.
Hey.
So glad I was able to
Lauren.
Meet you.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah. And thank you to Lauren. I forgot all about Lauren. My bad. Oh, God. I'm way too stoned for this. But anyways, thank you for tuning in again to the Ivory Island Hour. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Ivory Island Music. And be sure to send us your suggestions for Toker Etiquette, hashtag Toker Etiquette. Until next week, appreciate you tuning in. My name is Coleco for Ganja John and Damon. This is the Ivory Island Hour. Mahalo. Rubber dubbing in the jungle, said we feel so nice, wanna stay right here. Cooking dinner in a big black pot with an open fire and smoky eggs. Congregating in a big open circle, cause we pass round the chalice, make we give Jah praise. I can feel it in the way, read it in the signs, catch it on the warmest breeze, and watch it come from above, and wait till it's a
bit longer. What will be I can feel it in the way, read it in the sign, catch it on the warmest breeze, and watch it come from above. I wait a little bit longer. What will be play music in the early morning, cause it raised I'm on to a higher place. A cup of latte just to keep I warm, and a little bit of honey puts a smile on my face. Stars above will be shining, brightening on the pale moonlight coming down on you. Come the morning to the open ocean, set these wheels in motion, you've got work to do. I can feel it in the way, read it in the sign, catch it on the warmest breeze, and watch it come from above, and wait a little bit longer, what will be, I can feel it in the way, read it in the sign, catch it on the warmest breeze, and watch it come from above, and wait a little bit longer, what will be. In a two-day version, two-day version, so won't you play the game?